Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
92.5 WBEE, big game coming up here, and it's Chiefs and Eagles again. Many Bills fans saying we're not going to watch it, including TJ.
Not doing it.
Not
you
doing
can forget it. Football season's over for me.
Wow.
It's done.
Man, I'm thinking of an idea
it's
to help.
It's dead to me.
Help you and Bills Mafia. The Kelce brothers, though, that's happening again. Ugh. Travis beat his brother Jason when Jason was playing 2 years ago. Now he's a commentator, Jason. Mm-hmm. Is he now backing his brother or?
No, Jason's still rooting for the Eagles.
Oh.
He was like, I hope Travis does well, but I still want the Eagles to win. Meanwhile, Travis is number 87. He picked his number because that's the year Jason was born. He loves his big brother so much. He based his jersey number off of it, and his brother's like, yes, I want the Eagles to win.
I didn't know that about the number 87. Interesting. Good fun fact there, Hope. Thank you. Did you know? You do now. So last night, I'm at Salvatore's, and Henrietta, and I get on the microphone. I'm like, hey, anybody watch the soup? And they're like, nah, the Bills aren't it. I mean, that was like the tone. People weren't going to watch it.
It's too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
So I just sat down in a booth and I go, I got an idea. All right, Anne, I've got this idea, okay? I'm thinking, what if they had a consolation game? Maybe the Bills should play the Commanders probably on Super Saturday. We'll do it the day before. I think Bills Mafia would at least like to watch that game.
Oh, I totally agree, Bo. That's a great idea. But I do think that they need to redo that game because that was BS.
Yeah! Oh, the Bills-Chiefs game?
Yes, they didn't make any calls on the Chiefs, and I just wish they could redo it.
Redo. Kind of like in Golf of Mulligan. Let's try it again with different officials.
Let's try it again, yes.
Okay, I don't know if I can make that happen. I don't even know if I can make the consolation game happen. But we got ideas here, huh?
We got great ideas, Roland.
Thank you so much. And what do you think? Do you like this idea of a consolation game? Would you watch it? Would you be okay with that?
I would. I would be curious to see if there would be more people watching that than the actual real game.
Oh, how about you?
Now, if they did a Bills Commanders game, they could do a little play on Schoolhouse Rock and be like, I'm just a Bill and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Give her your bad idea crown right now.
Taking
it all over there because that tops the works.
Rochester's new country, Tribune Morning Coffee Club last night. Salvatore's, Henrietta Saloon had so much fun. And I got on the mic. Everybody excited about the big game coming up? Like, Bills aren't in it. We don't want to do it. So I came up with an idea. What about a consolation game? Like you do, instead of, you know, Super Sunday, you do it the day before Super Saturday, and you play the teams that just lost against each other. Consolation game. Mm-hmm. Consolation game. For, like, third place. They do this in tournaments all the time. Would it fly? And before you kibosh the idea, they're just making more money. Everybody's making more money. You know what I mean? So I asked Nick, you like the idea?
I think it would be a great idea because here's why. The Bills would have so many of those consolation game banners hanging in their practice facility and field house. We'd be the king of the consolation game. It'll give the Bills fans something to watch before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so many third places they would have, huh?
Exactly. Great idea. I support it.
All right, Nick, thank you so much.
Give us something.
Yes, we just want to hang up a banner,
That's
right?
It.
All right. Let us know if you like that idea. 585-252-WBEE. And hold on to that number, 252-9233, because coming up in just about 15, 16 minutes, Luke Bryan concert tickets. Win them before they even go on sale tomorrow. It could be you. Scoring those tickets next. 92.5 WBEE with the world's easiest contest. I had a moment. What a great memory. He turned out to be the coolest country artist I've ever met. And it was in Nashville. I was there for a radio convention. And someone goes, hey, we're watching a big game tomorrow. And it was the Super Game the next day. I go, I don't know. I was going to find a sports bar. And they go, no. You want to come to Luke Bryan's house and watch the game? I'm like, yeah, how do I do that? True story. Okay. So they had programmers and music directors from all over the country. They had 20 buses go out to his mansion. And there's his mansion. And then off to the side, he had a 5-car garage that he turned into a man cave. It was circled with beer trucks and food trucks. Eat, drink, have fun, enjoy the game. Jason Aldean's walking around. Cole Swindell's walking around. And it was all about the game. Big screen TVs everywhere. And they're doing the squares. That's what was hilarious. Here are these big country artists and their friends that they invited and even radio people that they just wanted to have a good time. And it was $25 square, $100 squares, $500 squares. I could only afford a $25 square. That's what I bought, right? But you see these country artists screaming at the TV during the game. They want to win the square. I'm like, they got all the money you would think in the world, but they're still screaming the competitiveness.
Right.
They're just men. They love football. Well, at the end of the night, the game's over. Everybody's like, all right, wrap it up. Get back on the buses. There was 20 buses that took out all these ratings.
20 buses?
Yes, private buses. Yeah. And so I don't know why. I was just enjoying the moment, so I wasn't rushing to leave. Here comes Luke Bryan. Big boy. I look around. You, big boy. I could do more shots than you. Excuse me? Let's go. And he starts pouring shot glasses of whiskey. It's me and Luke Bryan. This is an absolutely 100% true story.
Because so, it doesn't sound real.
It is.
Just so you know.
It is. I'm telling you. So we're doing
shots. The more you're talking, I'm like, oh, let me guess. He says, let's do shots.
Dude. And we're like six shots in. I'm getting wobbly. So's he. And here comes his manager. Hey, enough of this. Your wife's mad. And we turn around. There's his wife with his puppy, Chalk. Chocolate. Labrador, Chalk. And he goes over and you see her reading him the riot act. The kids are in bed waiting for you to tuck them in. Wrap it up. He goes like this, turns around, takes the puppy for her and hands it to me. Big boy, hold my puppy. And I'm sitting there holding the puppy. And he goes to his wife, honey, I'm sorry. You know, it was a big game. Wrap it up. Get up there. Let your manager drive you. Had too many shots anyway. You shouldn't be driving. Okay, honey. Turns around. He goes, give me my puppy. He grabs it back from me. Chalk. And he goes, one more shot, big boy. Sure enough, we poured it.
Did you ever tell him your real name or did you just let him call you big boy?
Just let him call me big boy. I didn't want to ruin the moment. I don't know why. It was big boy in his head. And when he comes, I'm going to finagle myself backstage and see if he remembers me. I'd love for him to say big boy. I don't know why. I'm in his head. But we did one more shot, and then like we got all these securities and managers. Two are pulling him to go to see his kids. Two are pulling me. Get on the bus, the last bus, big boy, before you miss it.
This sounds like a dream. It sounds like you watched like a Luke Bryan reality TV show and then went to bed. And then this happened. You're like, oh my God, the dream was so real. It really happened.
Like it was so weird. And then the dog could fly.
No. If you ask me, one of my best memories in radio, that's right there. That's a topper right there. So let's help you win some Luke Bryan tickets right now. Call number 19. Caller number 19. 585-252-WBEE. It's the world's easiest contest. 252-9233 to win his tickets before you even buy them. What did Luke Bryan ask me to hold when his wife was yelling at him? That easy. We told you a couple times. Good luck. 92.5 WBEE. Paul, what do you do?
Engineer.
Engineer? Wow.
We got some brainiacs listening
this
morning.
We really do. We have a lot of smart people that listen to our dumb stories. That's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
There's some pretty good stories, you know?
Thank you. The one about Luke Bryan is absolutely true. I'm at his super party a couple years back, and yeah, there's shots involved, and he's calling me big boy, and his wife's yelling at him to wrap up the party. Hands him something that he turns and hands to me to hold. What was that?
Chalk. His chocolate lab.
Yeah! Yeah! Little puppy!
Paul, congratulations. You're going to go Luke Bryan August 30th at Darien Lake.
Awesome.
Now, tickets don't even go on sale until tomorrow at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. So go enjoy Luke. Who are you going to take with you?
Probably my daughter.
Oh, father, daughter, Luke Bryan. That's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be the coolest dad ever.
Enjoy, enjoy. And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE. Definitely makes me laugh all day long. So it just brings a good smile to your face.